Mission Network News 2-Minute Version for Sunday, May 8th, 2005 in 3, 2, 1. I'm Ruth Bliss with Mission Network News. Discussions between Hope Givers International Samuel Thomas and Indian civil rights leader Sajan George could ultimately see many Dalits turn to Christ. They want to establish a Karnataka Dalit Center and a Christian Institute of Medical Sciences. Thomas says while the counseling center is exciting, even more so is the medical college.
Where Dalits or any other Christian person who is qualified will be given a Christian education plus medical information that they can go out and become Christian medical missionaries into one of the 600,000 villages in India that has never heard of Christ.
Next, the Pentagon is launching a probe investigating proselytizing complaints at the Air Force Academy in Colorado Springs, Colorado. According to the Associated Press, Americans United for Separation of Church and State completed their own investigation on religious discrimination. What it revealed was a connection between military education, the instructors, and their Christian faith that prompted the religious bias accusation and investigation. Pray for the believers on campus that their faith remains strong. And Peterhof in St. Petersburg, Russia, is now a museum. Built by Peter the Great as a royal summer residence, it'll be celebrating its 300th birthday this summer. Russian ministries will be using this opportunity for evangelism. The regional director in St. Petersburg is Maxim Baranov.
There'll be a festival that will preach for young people, and there'll be a festival where we will be inviting youth groups and popular music bands to sing and also share about God.
Baranov expects 22,000 to attend. Reaching the next generation is important, as it will help the church grow. Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Chuck Swindoll's free book, The Triumph of the Cross, a gift from Trans World Radio, is available by calling 1-800-995-4828. It's a great witnessing tool, helping seekers understand why God's Son went to the cross. You can also get it at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Bliss.